Well, this third hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr. And yes, this is the third and the final hour. Flowers of Edinburgh from the Liberty soundtrack says it's time for the calendar. And we have First Saturday Dance, as we have a First Saturday Dance in Port Angeles. That's at the Black Diamond Community Hall there on Black Diamond Road, the First Saturday Dance. It'll be coming up on October the 4th. So you need to be sure and be at that First Saturday Dance. Oh, yes, indeed. Here's a notice that you need to know about the calendar. We're trying to keep this show 5 weeks in advance so that we can stay comfortable about maybe we might fall behind 1 week or 2 weeks, but we have a little bit of leeway. And that's kind of crucial that we do that. So if you want something on the calendar, you have to let me know by email at dmaher@wsu.edu. You have to let me know at least 5 weeks in advance of when your event is going to be. At least that, 6 or 7 would be better. Most of you, you know when you're going to be having events, even if it's tentative, let me know. All righty. Okay, tonight also, Last Saturday Dance in Kennewick should be at the Shuffler Shanty there on Irving Street in Pasco. The Shuffler Shanty, which is a great place to have a dance, the Shuffler Shanty. Second Saturday, sing-along in the Tri-Cities at the Richland Roundtable Pizza. That'll be on October the 13th. And that's a really good deal. Second Saturday dances all over the place. The Rockford Grange on Barrett Road. Second Saturday dance. Second Saturday dance. The Broadway Grange in Yakima. Second Saturday dance. Oh, my gosh, they're all over the place. Bill Staines coming through this area in October. I'll give you those dates next week for all the Bill Staines shows. That'll be fun stuff. Alrighty, and what else do we have? Of course, tonight, if you're listening in the Northwest Public Radio area, or if you're listening anywhere you want to listen to on the internet or whatever, Sweet Honey in the Rock, the finest of a cappella women's music of a social justice but gospel nature. And that's at the Beasley Performing Arts Coliseum at 7:30, and you can get your tickets at Tickets West, 1-800-325-SEAT. Students are for free to get into that thing. And, yeah, fun stuff. Lots of sponsorship and everything. It'll be a good gig. I'll be there. It'll be great. Sweet Honey in the Rock. Okay, that's about it. Don't have too much more. Don't you be forgetting the Spokane Folklore Society Folk Festival, though, is the weekend of November. I believe it's the weekend of November the 15th. Now, I'm going to check on that. But I think that's when it is. And at that point, November the 15th, the festival is Saturday and Sunday at the Spokane Community College out there on Mission and Evergreen. And you want to be sure and be there for that festival. Always good. I will be there. There's a big Pete Seeger sing-along. And looks like it's all going to be as good as it always has been. The last festival culminates the whole festival season. The Spokane Folklore Society Folk Festival. All right? Okay, we're going to just, we don't get a chance to do this very often. We're going to finish out the music on the calendar. Again, send your calendar items at least 5 to 6 weeks in advance. 7 would be better so that we can get them on the air and stay ahead and stay with it. All righty? Thanks so much. More music. More music.
Tell you the story of Frankie on his fateful day. How he fell from glory and caused his poor parents dismay. And shocked his congregation with the blasphemy they heard. And caused his damnation with a single word. was on a Sunday at church with Frankie's family so dear. Frankie fell in slumber, the preacher's sermon he could not hear. And then his sister Rhonda into his Bible slipped a snake. And then his sibling rival shook Frankie away. Then Frankie said the F word, he said it right out loud. It was the very worst word ever heard by that crowd. He'll never go back to church, cause he's not allowed. Frankie said the F word on Sunday. It was on a Christmas evening, most holy day of the year. Frankie's family gathered around the table with good cheer. Old Grandpa Lester with hair growing out of his ears. And the children all laughed at Grandma's belch, which everyone could hear. The family grew reverent as they bowed their heads to say grace. Frankie was tardy, he rushed into the room to take his place. But then his sister Rhonda pulled the chair away as he sat down. And from under the table you could hear Frankie's oath for miles around. Then Frankie said the F word, he blurted it right out. There was no chance they misheard, there never was a doubt. It was not what was preferred in a family so devout. Frankie said the F word Christmas Day. For those who would patiently wait. Frankie dreamed of the day when Rhonda would meet her fate. Crisis, opportunity, two sides of the same coin. So zen-like and mindful, the two sides Frankie did join. T'was at the school play, Rhonda acted, sang, and danced. Into her dressing room, Frankie sneaked a jar of ants. And during her big number, Rhonda ventured a downward glance. And to her consternation, a colony was crawling up her pants. Then Rhonda said the F word, she said it loud and clear. Precise enunciation for everyone to hear. She stood on stage wishing that she could disappear. Rhonda said the F word at the play.
Well, yet be strong of will. empty space to fill. Apollo taught me to rhyme, Orpheus taught me to play, Andromeda cast down her sign, and Vega lights my way. Smoke rings in a galaxy, an endless flight through time. Lyra gave her heart to him and left him free to climb. A winter's journey from the moon to reach the summer sun, to rise again, to sing for you a song that's yet unsung. Apollo taught me to rhyme, crystal clear ocean, to ride on the crest of a wild raging storm, to work in the service of life and the living, in search of the answers to questions unknown, to be part of the movement, part of the growing, part of beginning, to understand. Places you've been to, things that you've shown us, the stories you tell. I look so, I sing to your spirit, the men who have served you so long and so well. I yet, oh Lord, I yet, guides you, you bring us beside you, to light up the darkness and show us the way. For though we are strangers in your silent world, to live on the land we must learn from the sea. To be true as the tide and free as a wind swell, joyful and loving in letting it be. I, Calypso, the places you've been to, things that you've shown us, the stories you tell. I, Calypso, I sing to your spirit, the men who have served you so long and so well. I, Calypso, the places you've been to,
tumbling down, walls gone, roof is sound. A government step, they can never be found. Time to ring some changes. Now the rest of the sun, just stand still. They'll ask you to pause with your hand in the till. They'll ask you to die once you've written your will. Time to ring some changes. Time to ring some changes. Changes, time to ring some changes. Well, you earn your money for your daily bread. Bread's gone up, so you need more money. Money's gone down, you better borrow instead. Time to ring some changes. And now the politicians, they look so smug. Say tell the truth, then they give you a shrug. You might find the truth swept under the rug. Time to ring some changes. 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 Head to the self-made man. Says, why can't you? If I can, can't you push buttons? Can't you make plans? Time to ring some changes. And I'm gonna tear this mansion down. I'm gonna get the feet back on the ground. Penny for penny, pound for pound. Time to ring some changes. 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 Time to ring some changes.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place. me home, country road. All my memories gather round her, miner's lady, stranger to blue water. Dark and dusty, painted on the sky, missed the taste of moonshine, teardrops in my eyes. Country roads take me home, yeah, to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home, country roads. I hear her voice in the morning. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home. Country roads, one more time. Country roads, take me home to the place.
From the album Live in London. Live in London, this album was recorded in the late 70s, John Denver. And the core band that was during his heyday, the good band, Steve Weisberg on pedal steel and dobro and guitar and electric guitar, and John Summers on fiddle and banjo and harmonica, John Summers and mandolin. John Summers, of course, the one who actually wrote the original take, God, I'm a Country Boy, and John Summers wrote couple of other things that John Denver did. And of course, Take Me Home Country Roads was originally written for the most part by Bill Danoff and Taffy Nivert, who were called Fat City. They eventually were married and became Bill and Taffy Danoff and hooked up with two other people and called themselves the Starland Vocal Band and had a big hit with Afternoon Delight, Skyrockets in Flight, all that in the mid-70s. Take Me Home Country Roads, just reading about it here in the Wikipedia. Interesting story. Yes, indeed. Premiered in 1970, in December 1970, and was recorded for the Poems, Prayers, and Promises album. Late John Denver's song is pretty old. Take Me Home Country Roads is one of the best songs to sing, one of the best sing-alongs ever, ever, ever in my book. All right? Tom Jurevich in that set, too, with Richard Thompson's song, Time to Ring Some Changes. Refers to change ringing, which is the idea of bells, you know, the bell ringers over there in Britain, and how they change from bell to bell, and different people have different ropes, and they change, and when they do the various tolling of the bells and the various songs of the bells and that kind of thing, different people have different ropes, and so they have to change bells. Change ringing, they call it. And that's what Richard Thompson is in effect referring to. Times to ring some changes, Tom Jurevich. It's a pretty good album. The Altar of the Bottom Line has a James Keelahan song that he recorded, and a lot of people have recorded this. Hank Kramer did a beautiful job on this song, as well as Richard Schindel and Dar Williams and Lucy Kaplansky. The group Cry, 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 they did a good job on it. This is Tom Jurevich's version of The Cold Missouri Waters, about the Man Gulch fire in Montana. And it's a pretty good version of this song.
This little game I like.
Whoops, went wrong thing here. There we go.
Mm-hmm.
name is Dutch, then you know that. It's written on the chart there at the foot end of the bed. They think I'm blind and I can't read it. And I've read it every word, and every word it says is death. So confession, is that the reason that you came? Get it off my chest before I check out of the game. Since you mention it, there's 13 things I'll name. 13 crosses high above, gold as the waters. August 49, North Montana. Hottest day on record, forest tinder dry, lightning strikes in the mountains. I was crew chief at the jump base. I prepared the boys to fly, pick the drop zone. C-47 comes in low, feel the tap on your leg, the tails you go. See the circle of the fire down below. 15 of us drop above, cold as the water. Gauge the fire, I'd seen bigger. So I ordered them to saddle. We'd fight it from below. We'd have our backs to the river. Have it licked by morning, even if we took it slow. But the fire crowned, jumped the valley just ahead. There was no way down, headed for the ridge instead. Too big to fight it, we'd have to fight that slope instead. Flames one step behind above, cold Missouri waters. Sky turned red, smoke was boiling. 200 yards to safety, death was 50 yards behind. I don't know why, I just thought it. I struck a match to waist high grass, running out of time. Tried to tell them, step into this fire, I've said, we can make it. It is the only chance you'll get. But they cursed me, ran for the rock above instead. I lay face down and prayed above, cold Missouri water. And when I rose like the phoenix in a world reduced to ashes, there were none but to survive. I stayed that night and one day after, carried bodies to the river, wondering how I stayed alive. 13 stations of the cross to mark their fall. I've had my say, I confessed to nothing more. I'll join them now, them who left so long before. 13 crosses high above, homes of water. 13 crosses high above, cold Missouri shore. Did you ever read the book Young Men in Fire by, I believe it's by Norman MacLean? It's all about the man. It's a fairly short book.
It's all about the Man Gulch fire there in Montana in 1945. And it tells about Dodge and all the men and smoke jumping and all that. It's a really good book. And that's a really good song. James Keelahan wrote that song. And like I say, a lot of people have recorded it and done nice jobs, credible jobs. That's a pretty nice one, too. The Cold Missouri Waters by Tom Yurovich from his album The Altar of the Bottom Line. And we have to take a little bit of a break. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr, and we're coming back for lots more music in one more half hour. We got to take the break, and we're doing the break right now, and we're going to be right back. You just hold your horses because we're coming back. Hang on now. Hang on.
Your favorite programs on Northwest Public Radio are made possible by Book People in Downtown Moscow, a ticket outlet for the opening Auditorium Chamber Music Series concert by the internationally recognized Atlanta Brass Quintet, Tuesday, September 30th at 7:30 in the UI Auditorium. More at auditoriumseries.org.
A very nice day today, partly cloudy with highs in the 70s, in Moscow 72, Lewiston 76. Mostly clear overnight and great sleeping weather with temperatures in the low to mid 50s. Then tomorrow will be just like today with highs in the low to mid 70s.
Picked him up in South Minnesota. He promised her the world, but they never got that far.
For he was last seen in that 59 Desoto. Sally was born in the Black Hills of Dakota.
She was washed in the blood of the dying Sioux Nation, raised with a proud but a wandering heart.
And she knew that her roots are in the old reservation. She had stars in her eyes and greater expectations. No rings on her fingers, no bells on her toes, bugs on her headlights, and runs in her hose. Through the valley of the shadow of Roosevelt's
She left Rapid City in the blue moonlight hour, one eye on the highway and her foot on the floor.
And turning the dial, she was pulled by the power of the word coming out of that broadcasting tower.
No rings on her fingers,
no bells on her toes,
bucks on her valley of the shadow of Roosevelt's nose.
Adios, South Dakota. Adios, Sally Rose.
No rings on her
me at 3 a.m. Do lay beside me, sleep through it again. Down by the river, it follows the rail. Cars, circus, elephants, nose to tail. I hear the tread. In and out of my town, train whistle brings a lonely soul down. I hear the trains each night. Killed last year, jumping the tracks and being clever, thinking that he'd live forever. I hear the trains each night, dragging themselves in and out of my town. They drove the golden spike in 69. After thousands had laid it all on the line. But I never even set a penny on the tracks. Never hopped a train and never looked back. I hear the tracks.
Crying wolf, he don't cry wolf anymore. For one day he opened up his eyes, and the wolf was at the door, and all his faithful hound dogs couldn't chase the wolf away. For the boy had cried wolf one too many times. Now the real wolf came today. Sing la 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 one more time. Then the fairy tale is through. Fairy tales are funny little things, unless they're happening to you. boy who cried love. He don't cry love anymore. The wolf of love opened up his heart, left it bleeding on the floor. And a thousand healing love songs couldn't take the pain away. The boy did not know true love till love had gone away. Sing la 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 one more time, then the fairy tale is through. Fairy tales are funny little things, unless they're happening to you. Living houses made of straw. Some live in houses made of glass. Surrounding walls of brick and stone. They say I'm safe at home at last. Then the wolf comes prowling late one night, and he blows their safe house down. And nursery rhymes go running through their minds as they lay curled up on the ground. Sing la 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 one more time, then the fairy tale is through. Fairy tales are funny little things, unless they're happening to you. The boy who cried wolf, he don't cry wolf anymore.
Holding up the sky.
every promise and pledge. I will echo every word you've spoken. While you're finding the edge, some people would rather be standing back a few feet. The view's not worth the vertigo. Yes, the edge is steep. If you look brave, you can see above you and below you. And all the ways that you can break through. And all the ones who really love you.
Spend their last wretched days in a cage, not surrounded by comfort and pawns of their ilk. The final few statements come sounding through silk. Tyrants in spirit, if not by law, devoid of all conscience, lifting their jaw. Half-baked Medici without the art, punk Mussolini without the smarts. Drunk driver shooting face in the dark. None of them ever in harm's way. None of them ever in harm's way. Of course we've seen their kind before, but never so low and so close to shore. When finally they succumb to their fate, there'll be multiple thousands of victims too late. Live by the sword, they die of old age. No end in sight as they step off the stage. Someone else suffers for every mistake they have and they have, and they take what they take. Justice for those without means, without ways. The one thing you learn is that ruthlessness pays. They live by the sword, they die of old age. Should spend their last wretched days in a cage, no end in sight as they step off the stage. They live by the sword, but they die of old age.
girls, when they get the notion, runs on me boys, or runs away, or runs or you'll rue the day, as the wild goose sails away, or runs or you'll rue the day, as the wild goose sails.
You know, when I first heard that version, and I've heard lots of versions of Kate Rusby performing this song, when I first heard that version, I really didn't like it that much because I didn't like the unison vocal. I don't like unison vocal, male and female, octave apart very often. But I got over that because I really like the arrangement. It's very slow. It's one of the slowest versions except for the a cappella versions I've heard of that song, The Wild Goose or Ramsay Ray. And wonderful, delicate arrangements in that. This is an album of Kate Rusby's, kind of her greatest hits that she thinks of as her greatest hits. And it's got a lot of folks from the Transatlantic Sessions who show up and do all kinds of things. Jerry Douglas and Mary Chapin Carpenter and Sarah Giroux and folks like that all over this thing, showing her what they can do with her songs. And it's pretty cool, actually. And there are a lot of good Kate Rusby songs on this. And it's kind of really nice stuff. Kate Rusby, the album is called 20. It's a double album, and it kind of takes you through her whole career, but it's all brand new recordings. And songs like Awkward Annie and Home and some of these things that we've played by Kate Rusby over the years. It doesn't have the John Riley on it, which is kind of sad. That's a good song. All righty, Heidi's going to sing about the highways and the freeways and all that kind of thing. And so we have to pay attention because that means we're just about running out of time here. Yes, indeed. Eun Jung Shin is doing the playlists and reading me the Wikipedias and telling me all about the things that I should know. But for some reason, I'm not coming up with them today. Alrighty? So thanks, Uni, for doing that. If you want to email me, you can email me at D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R, at WSU.edu. That's D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R, at WSU.edu. You can call me at 509-332-5047. 509-332-5047. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I want you folks to have fun making good music. Enjoy everything that good music can give you and take all those good roads anywhere you want to take them because they are your roads, folks. And then nobody else is going to be back next week for another edition of Inland Folk. And until then, we're gone. We're out of here. Bye.
If you only listen to Northwest Public Radio on the weekend, you may not know about fund drives. They are one of the ways money is raised to pay for the programs you value. Listener donations pay for what you hear on the radio, online, and on podcast. This fall's fund drive is October 2nd, and it will end as soon as 2,200 pledges come in. If you can't participate on Thursday, do so right now. Your contribution will count towards the goal and help end the drive early. Donate at nwpr.org. That's nwpr.org. And be sure to stay with us for Thistle and Shamrock.
Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7 Moscow Pullman, KNWV 90.5 Clarkston Lewiston, and KNWO 90.1 Cottonwood Grangeville, a community service of the Edward R. Murrow College of Communication at Washington State University. Online at nwpr.org. At Northwest Public Radio, listener contributions and business sponsorship.